Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1900, Cinnabar Springs was a successful California resort, accessible only by horseback over a narrow trail, either from the Applegate area on the Oregon side or from the Klamath River on the California side. Families could camp or stay in the two-story log hotel and choose between a salt spring to cure stomach troubles or headaches and a sulfur spring for rheumatism. Healthy family members played croquet, horseshoes, and went dancing on Saturday night. Everyone at least tried drinking the effervescent water, some even competing to see who could hold down the most. The man who discovered the springs, a bear hunter named Walker, insisted the mineral waters saved his life. He said he was nearly dead when he camped near the spring for a winter and miraculously recovered. Another man who had faith in Walker's claim, Job Gerritsen, secured property rights and built the first hotel. Gerritsen died at 91, convinced the waters had given him long life. Even a wagon road, built in 1905, could not keep people coming to Cinnabar Springs forever. By the 1930s, people depended on physicians rather than healing waters, and no doubt preferred to visit resorts on paved highways. Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Harper, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.